4, 5, and 8. And when they came together, Jesus gave them this order: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift I told you about, the gift my Father promised. John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will be filled with power, and you will be witnesses for me in Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." It's the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Hamish. Imagine being one of those disciples and hearing Jesus tell you, "You will be witnesses for me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Do you think that includes Woking? Probably includes Woking. So the Bible talks about being filled with the Holy Spirit. And in Greek, in the original Greek, there are lots of words for filled. But interestingly, they choose a particular Greek word when they are referring to being filled with the Holy Spirit. So the verb for filled that they use in Greek is pleroutha. I had to look that up. Pleroutha. Say it with me. It's lovely. Pleroutha. And it has a particular context of being filled. It's not just being filled and then that's it. It's being filled and filled and filled and filled, continuously filled. Filled until you are overflowing. Filled until you are saturated, until you can't be filled anymore. That is pleroutha. That is the being filled with the Holy Spirit. So I wondered, how could we understand this a little bit more? Sponges came to mind. So I've got a little explanation using sponges, so bear with me. Imagine you, your heart, is a sponge, okay? And water is the Holy Spirit. What we want to be is filled with the Holy Spirit. We want to be filled with water. I have a new sponge here. This sponge is not very useful, because it's still in its packaging. So sponges have a use to go to clean things. That's basically what we use a sponge for, isn't it? We have a use as a Christian. Our use, our purpose, is to show the love of God, to be witnesses to the ends of the earth and beyond, including Woking. That is our purpose. A sponge's purpose is to clean things. This sponge is not a useful sponge, because it's still in its packaging. It needs to be opened in order to be more effective. We need to be open to receive the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to open my sponge so that it can receive. Now, while I was planning this, I was wondering about the first time I was open to the Holy Spirit. And it was many years ago when I was in my late 20s. 20s, let's just go with 20s. And I was doing an Alpha course, and that was very interesting. But we got to the Holy Spirit Day, and people prayed for me to be open to the Holy Spirit. And I prayed to be open to the Holy Spirit. And that day changed my life. I felt very much that the Holy Spirit was there. It was a real thing. I struggled before then conceptually with this idea of the Holy Spirit. I'm a bit too literal. And that day changed my life because I was open to the Holy Spirit, and boy, did I feel filled and filled and overfilled. Overfilled like this. So the pleroutha we were talking about, I've got here a container which will take some water. Imagine this is the Holy Spirit, and I'm pouring it in, and I'm pouring it in, and I'm pouring it in. And you could say it's filled. Yes, it's filled now. But when you are filled with the Holy Spirit wants to fill you until you are overflowing, pleroutha, continually filled. So can you see it's overflowing now? And that's how it wants us to be, overflowing with the Holy Spirit, so that we can bless others. So here we are, our sponge. It's open now. It's open to the Holy Spirit. So I could use it for cleaning. It's not especially useful because it's too dry. A sponge is most useful when you soak it in some water. Just like us, if we're too dry as Christians, if we don't have enough in us, we can be too dry as witnesses. We can be too dry for God's love and his blessings in us. So what we really want to do is we want to soak it in some water. So here is some water that we can soak it with. And can you have a look and see? As I'm pushing this sponge in, it's overflowing even more. That's what happens when we're open to the Holy Spirit. When we ask the Holy Spirit to come into us, we can't help it, but the blessings of the Holy Spirit will pour out around us. And so we've got our sponge here soaking nicely. And I'm just going to leave it in there just for a moment or two so it can really get overfilled, nice and saturated, pleurutha. And then it'll be a much more effective sponge for cleaning. We will then be much more effective at witnesses for God. We will be bold. We will be brave. We will bless people with the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control, all of those things, which is what we get when we are open to the Holy Spirit. So when it's nice and wet, it's more useful. If we are not filled with the Holy Spirit, we can try and do things on our own, and we will have limited effect. But when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we can do so much more. We have power that the Holy Spirit gives us, power that perhaps we don't even realize we have because we haven't asked for it. But Jesus has promised, you will be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. All you have to do is be open to it. So what I want us to remember from this is that we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And we need to be continually filled. The pleurutha, it is there continually for us. We just need to continually allow ourselves to be open to it. If I was to take this sponge and to be effective with it, so in the case of a sponge, we'd be cleaning. In the case of the Christians, we would be witnessing. We would be blessing people. We would be showing the love of Jesus to others. As you use it, it gets a little bit dry. So then it becomes less effective. So you need to be continually filled with the Holy Spirit. If I was to leave this out on a shelf for a while, what would happen to it? It would dry out. And then it wouldn't be as effective. You need to be continually filled with the Holy Spirit. That is the gift that we are given at Pentecost, is the Holy Spirit. And what a gift it is. So I want us to remember, the Greek word for being continually filled is pleurutha. Just as Jesus told his disciples to be witnesses for him, we too are called to be witnesses for Jesus. To the ends of the earth, which includes Woking. We too can receive the power of the Holy Spirit if we are open. And we too can do great things for God if we stay filled with the Holy Spirit. You could stay like this, not open. You could be open, but dry and limited effectiveness. Or you could be continually soaking in the Holy Spirit, where you will be effective witnesses to Woking and the ends of the earth. I'm going to leave it on so we can just not make it too wet. So those are your options. We don't always get it right. We don't always remember to ask for the Holy Spirit, to be open to the Holy Spirit. Janice and I were just saying we have planned this service. And then we prayed and we said, this is all about you today, Holy Spirit. You give us the words You give us the guidance on how this service should go. But we don't always get that right. So we're coming now to a time of confession where if you would like to say these words with me, they will be coming up on the screen. Loving God, we confess that we are often cautious rather than bold. We do not always listen to your gentle voice. Instead, we try to do things on our own, treating your Holy Spirit as optional. Forgive us, we pray. Breathe on us again, breath of God. Fill us with your joy. Empower us to be your witnesses, sharing your love with everyone. Amen.
Now, how many of you have ever needed help with anything? Just put your hand up if you've ever needed help with something. I think that's just about everything. Now, if you're brave enough, just talk to your neighbour or somebody close to you about who helped you and what you needed help with, just for about less than a minute. Just if you feel able to do that. If you don't feel able to speak, then... But suffice to say, everybody needs help at some point. Well, when Karen and myself were planning this, we had a strong sense that we needed to give you a message today, personally, from God, from Jesus, from the Holy Spirit. One we've already mentioned about the gift of the Holy Spirit, but the little special message that says God loves you and how he... This is how God showed his love amongst us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that he might live through him. Now, our job, isn't it, Karen, is to give one of these cards and one of these chocolates to each one of you. So, you can come and help, yeah? And I think by the time we've done this...
They're not going anywhere, are you? Okay.
All right. That's yours. Let me go and get in one for you. You can have that one, Harrier. I'm going to go and get one for you. Yeah? Okay.
We might need more help.
I think we might need more help. Is there somebody that can help us? Are there people that can come and help? Oh, come, please. Right. If you could give one of those to each person. One of those to each person? Only one, mind you, Harry. I've got some.
No.
And, okay, need one more person. Do you want to help, Annabelle? Now, I want you to give one of them to anybody that's not got one, okay? These are your helpers, okay? Right, so everybody...
Give one of these to everybody.
Should get a chocolate and a little message from God. Let's see how quickly we can do that. Sophie, you've got one to give out? Go. If you haven't had one, just put your hand up. Don't be shy. Otherwise, I'll have to take the chocolate back. Not those ones, my lovely. See if there's more in there. See if anybody else wants some help. Has everybody received a chocolate and a card? If you're allergic to chocolate, I'll go and get a biscuit later. Sorry? It's a very good idea. If you're allergic to what you've been given, you can gift it to somebody else. Now, that message that you're reading is a message from God's heart. Take that on board today. He loves you so much, and he wants you to know that today. Now, it would have taken a really long time for me and Karen to have given individually each one of you a chocolate and a card. So we've had the blessing of our helpers. And obviously you can see the link with the blessing of the Holy Spirit. He is our helper. If we need to witness, if we are wanting courage or encouragement to do anything, he is there. So where are my helpers? Thank you so much. And we certainly couldn't have done it without you. I'll take that. I'll have what's left over. I'll put them on there. Now imagine if we had enough chocolate hearts and cards to deliver one to each and every single member of our parish and community. I'm not going to ask you to do that, but imagine how long that would take. If I tried on my own to deliver them one at a time, it would take forever. But with the help, it's done here this morning very quickly. Before Jesus left earth to be with his Father in heaven, he told his disciples that they were to give away the message of God's love. They were to give it away not simply to the people living in Jerusalem, who were the people living nearby, but to the people living in the rest of the country of Israel and to all the people living in the rest of the world, as Karen said earlier. How could the disciples possibly do that? They couldn't do it without help, could they? No. So Jesus promised to send them a rather special helper once he had left them. And as we have learnt today, and we knew in our heart anyway, that special helper is called the Holy Spirit. On the first Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was given to each one of the disciples. As the Holy Spirit filled them, the disciples were given the power and the ability to give away the message of God's love. Many people believed what they said and became followers of Jesus too. 3,000 on that first day. Today, Jesus still sends us, his followers, out to our families or into our families, our communities, our schools, our places of work, in our country, to just give away the message of God's love. And don't we need to share that message in today's world? We really do. And the Holy Spirit is there to help us. So we were thinking, God gives us all that help. How can we thank God, first of all, for that help? And how can we be that message that God calls us to do? It's sort of, well, I suppose you could call it Mission Impossible because it seems quite daunting to share what we know deep inside to the rest of our street, let alone our community and our world. So again, we sort of thought, how could we help? So we wanted it to make a mission possible rather than impossible, didn't we? And so what we've done, Jesus asked us to wait. So we wait, as we wait, we ask for the Holy Spirit. On receiving the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, as they waited, the change was dramatic and a whole new church was born. And they were to be witnesses to the end of the earth. And we are people of the Great Commission, so we have to go and do likewise. Now, in these little boxes, which we're not giving out at the moment, oh, they're not boxes, they're bowls. I think there's about six choices, opportunities to do something, to go and speak to somebody, to go and bake a cake for somebody, but to do something wonderful for somebody you know or somebody you don't know, but you've seen. You know, there's lots of choices. Send a card to someone you haven't seen in a little while. Buy a cuppa for a friend. Visit a neighbour. Come alongside a friend in need. So in these bowls are those suggestions that you're not to sort out and get the one that you want, that you just take. And after you've received communion, we invite you to take one of these little cards. And in the next few days, if you have the opportunity, act upon it. Because this is sharing God's love. It's not in big ways. It's all according to your gifting. God doesn't want us to do anything that is so outrageous. I wouldn't go on a street corner and preach. I just wouldn't do it. I couldn't do that. So God will only use you with the gifting he's given you, but he will enhance that gifting and make it courageous. Okay? So that's a choice. So in anticipation of you all taking the little card, I'd like to pray for us all to be open and to receive, again, the Holy Spirit, after which we'll say a prayer together. But this is just a prayer I'm praying for all of you. So let's pray. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful here and kindle in us the fire of your love. Enable us, we pray, to share your love and grace with those who as yet are not aware of your love for them. Guide us in our own gifted way to be witnesses of that glorious truth. Amen.